What beef processing cutbacks in the heartland will mean today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Blaming a seasonal contraction in demand, Tyson Foods is planning to shut down a Lexington, Nebraska beef processing facility that employs 3,200 workers. In addition, shift cuts at an Amarillo, Texas plant will impact 1,700 employees. Elliot Dennis, a livestock analyst with the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, offers an assessment.
You know, a lot of people will talk about what it was like in the 70s when we had over 130 million head in total cattle inventory, but that has really kind of decreased to our current level of about 85 million total cattle inventory. Specifically for beef cow, it's much lower in kind of that 28 million range. And so we've kind of been decreasing over time, and fewer cows ultimately means that we have fewer feeder cattle. And kind of the reaction to the market is to really increase weight. We've seen that over time, you know, with slaughter weights. But even with that, we still have kind of a decrease in total beef production.
Dennis says the impacts will be far reaching.
Even though the plant closure is in Nebraska, it's going to have broader implications on the long-run price for live cattle, regardless of where we're producing.
The scalebacks are scheduled to start next month. Tyson reports it will likely move some production to other facilities. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.